But his masterstroke was the all-out marketing blitz against Coca-Cola, long the global market leader in non-alcoholic beverages. The two firms had competed for decades, but they mostly fought low-grade battles. Mr. Kendall changed that by forcing both companies into an advertising arms race. In 1975, Coca-Cola spent around $25 million on advertising and PepsiCo some $18 million. By 1985, those figures had shot up to $72 million and $57 million respectively. In 1995, Pepsi outspent Coke by $112 million to $82 million. This was a risky gambit for both cola rivals, but it paid off in two ways. First, it helped fizzy drinks win a greater share of throat, a term coined by Roberto Goizueta, a former boss of Coca-Cola, who died in 1997. They went from 12.4% of American beverage consumption in 1970 to 22.4% in 1985. And though Coca-Cola maintained its lead in that period with over a third of the market, PepsiCo's share shot up from 20% to a peak of over 30% in the 1990s. Last year, carbonated drink sales totaled $77 billion in America and over $312 billion globally. Coca-Cola and PepsiCo remain dominant. The second way that the cola wars benefited both companies was by turning them into the world's best marketers, observes Kamil Gajrawala of Credit Suisse, a bank. Today, a decades-long obsession with cut-price volume growth has been replaced by a focus on revenues and profits. PepsiCo in particular has relinquished some of the soft drinks market, where its share has fallen back down to a quarter. But its marketing magic continues to sparkle, even if it is deployed to sell less sugary alternatives such as bottled water, coffee and energy drinks to health-conscious consumers. And over the past 40 years, PepsiCo has returned nearly a third more to shareholders than Coca-Cola has. In many industries, a cozy duopoly retards innovation and harms consumers. The happy outcome of the cola wars has been the exact opposite. As Mr. Kendall himself observed, if there wasn't a Coca-Cola, we would have had to invent one, and they would have had to invent Pepsi.